Karen Tilbury, the president of the Loughborough County Historical Society, is in the studio with us to tell us a little bit about what's happening at the Loughborough Historical Museum. Karen. Yeah.
We have a busy summer plan, Paul, but I'm going to start out with just talking a little bit about what the purpose of the Historical Society is.
Okay.
You know, we've been around for quite a while. It was established in 1948, and at that time was housed in the courthouse. And our purpose is to promote and pursue the discovery, collection, conservation, preservation, and dissemination of historical knowledge about Loughborough County and its environs and our place in the history of the United States. In the history of the state of Minnesota.
Okay.
We've had three different additions that have been built since 1971, and we operate 100% on membership fees, fundraisers, grants, and donations. So we invite everyone to come to the museum and help discover our county's history and be part of the history by volunteering. We are always in need of volunteers. And, you know, we're the organization that preserves the history of the school that you attended that's no longer there, the 4-H club that you were in, the church that closed, you know, many other things here in the county that need their history preserved.
Right. Yeah, it's very important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yep. And we have so much stuff there at the museum. It's just absolutely astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the board members this year are, we have two new board members, Julie Gerber from Marietta and Lauren Femwright from the Dawson area. Our other members are Ron Kester, Tom Nelson, Ben Bothan, Joyce Meyer, Glady Hasted, Janine Munsterman, and myself, and Tim Halverson is our treasurer. And we've got a busy summer planned. And that has started with the World War I traveling display that comes from the Minnesota Historical Society. And that was kicked off with an open house for veterans and their family on Sunday, April 30th. And it was a very interesting display that we also had in 2019, but that was a tough winter. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people weren't able to visit the museum that winter and see that display. Coming up on Sunday, May 21st, will be our annual pancake brunch at the VFW. The hours are from 10:30 to 12:30, and we will be serving pancakes, sausage, juice, and coffee, and we will have takeouts available.
Well, I'm working on Sunday mornings, but I'm coming over there to get my breakfast.
Well, that would be a good thing. That would be a good thing.
All right. That's this Sunday, then.
That's this Sunday. All right. I mean,
you guys do a good job with that.
Well, yes, it's we've got that one kind of down pat, and of course, Emily over there at the VFW, you know, she could just about do it, I think, with her eyes closed.
Yeah.
So then we don't have much of a downtime because on Monday, May 22nd, we are continuing with our townships meetings. And this one will be in Marietta at the Fire Hall. And this will be the townships of Mahurin, Augusta, Manfred, Arena, Freeland, and Garfield. And we will be exploring the history and memories of those townships and the towns. We encourage as many people to come from those townships and from the town as possible. And we will be serving coffee and goodies during that time.
Okay.
And the event that is keeping me up at night. Our spring event is a bridal show with two locations. At the Historical Society, we have all the township booths with wedding-related attire like wedding gowns, groom's clothing, and flower girl dresses. We have a wide variety of dresses with the oldest dress we are displaying from 1870.
Wow.
And that display began on May 1st, and we are continuing to add to it the information from all of the weddings that gets to be take some real research to find out information, especially when we're looking at something from 1870.
What are the wedding dresses like back then compared to today?
Well, a lot of them were not what we think of as typical wedding gown. A lot of them were like two-piece like a jacket and a skirt.
Okay.
And many of them not in white. We've got beige. We've got dark blue.
Oh.
We've got black. Really, really interesting. And when you look at how elaborate some of them were and think about hand sewing a lot of that stuff.
They did.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes.
So that's on display at the Historical Society.
Yeah, those are on display at the Historical Society. And then on June 11th, which is a Sunday, at 4 o'clock, we are having a wedding-style show with a meal following at about 5:30. The meal will be what was typical years back for a wedding reception, sandwiches, salad, wedding cake, nuts and mince, and coffee and punch. You know, we are not serving T-bone steaks and cheesecake for dessert.
All right.
We are planning on the style show being about an hour long, and we are also planning on having the museum open that day from 1 to 3 that people could also see the displays there. At this time, the oldest dress being modeled is from 1944.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, as we have, as people have brought in wedding dresses for us to use, we've run into some, of course, with some condition issues, you know, maybe it's got a few moth holes, or the veils have gotten really brown. The netting in the veils has deteriorated.
Okay.
But we're using, you know, as much as we can, and, you know, people will understand that this veil from 1945 is not in sparkling white condition.
Okay. Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yes, and like I have told a number of people, we've got lots of wedding gowns that have 24-inch waists, and it's been a real 24 challenge.
24-inch waist.
Yes. It's
wow.
been a real challenge to find people that can wear a lot of these wedding gowns.
Right.
But we have some that are so absolutely gorgeous.
Okay.
The tickets are going on sale on Sunday at the Pancake Brunch, and the tickets will be in advanced seating. And if you want tickets, you know, you need to come in person and pick them up and pay for them right away. And we will only be selling about 100 tickets for this event. You know, this is a fundraiser, so the tickets for the style show and the meal are $25.
Okay.
And then moving on, in July, we will have our Heritage Day event. That will be on July 30th. We will be focusing on the history with the 150th anniversary of the Lacaparo Fair, with a special display in the Ethel Millam edition. Also part of Heritage Day will be the history of 4-H in Lacaparo County. Please look through any personal items that you have and feel free to bring anything to us and share the history of 4-H. When you think of our county fair and how much of the stuff that goes on is 4-H related, it's really amazing to think that we still have a number of kids in 4-H.
Yep.
You know, as the numbers in our county have gone down, of course, so have the numbers of kids in 4-H.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to have like 35 4-H clubs in the county, and now we're down to about 5 or 6.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of people have been in 4-H over the past few years, after a number of years. So that'd be a great display. So
yeah, it will. We are also a Silver Dollars Day member, so come down to the museum and sit and enjoy the exhibits in cool comfort while you're waiting for the drawing for the Silver Dollar Day.
2:30 on Tuesdays.
Yep, 2:30 on Tuesdays.
Okay. Is that about it?
Well, that's about it, you know.
You're busy.
Yes, we are. And I would certainly encourage people to, you know, get their tickets for the bridal show, because we've got many dresses that will be familiar to people, you know, well-known people in the county that have brought in their dresses. And some of the dresses that we are displaying, well, many of them are dresses that have already been donated to the museum.
Okay.
And so we store them full time, but yeah.
So let's go over the details on that again. When is that?
The style show is June 11th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That is on a Sunday.
Okay.
And the style show starts at 4, and we're planning on a meal approximately 5:30. Tickets are starting to go on sale on Sunday at the Pancake Breakfast, and they will be $25 a piece, as this is a fundraiser. And they will also be available for purchase at the museum.
Okay.
The hours for the museum are Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. And May through September, we are open on Saturdays from 10 to 3.
Okay.
And then we will be open on Sunday, June 11th, from 1 to 3 for people to see more of the wedding attire.
All right. Great, Karen. People, I'm going to encourage people to become a member of the Lock Pearl Historical Society. I am. And it's great. I love history. So people want to become a member, how can they do that, Karen?
Well, all they have to do is come over to the museum and we can give them a membership form. You know, it does not cost a whole lot to be a member.
Right.
You can pick from a variety of number of, memberships. And to have people come in and do some of the work necessary to keep our museum going. We have a group that comes every Friday morning and goes through the newspapers and picks out things that have to go in our Past Perfect program that's up there, which is just an amazing program. And of course, Ancestry is also available at the museum to come up and look things up for your family.
Okay. All right, Karen, appreciate you coming in again. Always nice to visit with you.
Yes, it's been a pleasure, Paul. It's been a while.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Karen.
You bet.
That's Karen Tilbury. Karen's the president of the Lock Pearl County Historical Society, and I just want to encourage everyone to stop down at the Historical Society Museum there and become a member today.